escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today, you guys, today I'm really excited. This episode, it's really great. It's 164, the summer meal formula. Now, I'm not saying I fixed summer cooking because that would be stupid, but I think I found an approach that will be pretty awesome and maybe come as close to perfect as you can get, especially if you are 3 weeks into hot weather, no school, everyone home cooking, you know, and you're losing your mind a little. First though, real quick, I want to tell you, it's launch team time. I will keep this super quick. If you want to be on the launch team for my book, The Lazy Genius Way, click the link in the show notes to get all the info. Applications are open a little over a week until next Wednesday, July 8th. A launch team is basically a fun group that tells people about my book in hopefully very natural, non-awkward ways at very specific times. Again, all details are in that link. Thank you for being excited about it. This is very great. Okay, so the summer meal formula. First, there are two rules of the summer meal formula and then the actual formula. Okay, ready? Rule number one, summer is a season. I mean, yeah, but give me 20 more words. Summer is a season and it won't always be like this. But since it is like this, let's lean into what it offers us. Living in your season is one of the principles of being a lazy genius. And this is about as near a perfect time to practice that we're in right now. So summer food, it feels complicated because we try and fit rhythms of fall and winter and spring food into a summer food hole, and it doesn't work. For most of you who are like truly concerned about how you're going to feed everybody three meals a day during hot months with hardly any schedules or structure, and everyone is home and all the things, this mindset is incredibly important. You can't expect to approach summer food like you do the other three seasons of the year. This needs its own plan. And that plan is the summer meal formula. But for now, remember that first rule. Summer is a season. Enjoy what it offers. Rule number two. Dinner is not the most important meal of the day. So on Friday, there will be a bonus episode where I talk to Kate Strickler from Naptime Kitchen about lazy geniusing dinner. And it's so good. I can't wait for you to hear it. In the episode and on her Instagram account, she says something really simple and profound that I want to share with you. Each week has 21 meals. 21. That's a lot. But let's think of them all as carrying similar weight. Or let's be willing to shift the weight sometimes. Dinner doesn't always have to be the most elaborate meal. Summer affords you the chance to flip the script a little. Maybe this is the season of like a big hot breakfast or a lunch that might feel like dinner, but the oven was on in the morning instead of the hot afternoon, you know? Or maybe the oven has nothing to do with it and you just have more energy to make an actual dinner-ish meal at 11 in the morning instead of 4:30 in the afternoon. That's actually a real thing. Most people's time rhythm makes them less diligent in tasks and therefore less motivated in the afternoon. That's not a great time to cook the biggest meal of the day, at least not on most days of the week. So rule number two is that dinner is not and does not have to be the most important meal of the day. All meals are created equal. This is a season for that. Okay, so those are our two foundational rules for the summer meal formula. Summer's a season, so lean into it. And dinner does not have to be the most important meal of the day. Now, the formula. Here's the math we have. If you consider our summer eating to include every meal from today until, let's say, August 20th, that is 156 meals. 156. That's a lot of meals. And if you try and decide each one of those meals one at a time as they come, you will die. You will be so sad. You will give up completely with everyone surviving on cereal for every meal just a few weeks in. Now, is cereal for every meal a bad thing? Not in the slightest. But that's generally not your top choice. We all like to eat tasty food that looks and sounds and tastes different from each other, that's fun to eat and sometimes even to cook. So this formula helps you see those 156 meals in a more pleasant, doable light. Okay, so we are considering things that don't heat up your whole house. We are considering food that doesn't need a lot of prep or take a lot of time because summer has its own schedule, you know? And we are considering food that it's not just burgers all the time. So here's how we're going to build our formula. We're going to create a summer meal matrix for every meal of the day. Okay, what's a meal matrix? Let's start there first. It is essentially meal scaffolding. It's a certain category of food that can be assigned to a certain day or not, but it limits your options in the best way. So by making a summer meal matrix, you can choose the types of meals that make sense for you and your people, your appliances, how much you want to turn the oven on or not, you know, all of it. Okay, so I'm hoping to give you a lot of ideas in a second, but here's your job to create your own formula because we all have different ones. And I'm assuming that you want thoughts on like every single one of those 156 meals, by the way. Now, obviously, if one of your daily meals already has its own rhythm, don't fix what's not broken. You know what I'm saying? Like if breakfast works for you, great. If lunch is already in a rhythm, great. So I'm just talking about this like everyone is starting from scratch. Okay, so your job in creating your formula is to choose 4 breakfast categories and 10 non-breakfast categories. We're going to combine lunch and dinner because remember rule number 2, dinner does not have to be the most important. So we're going to put lunch and dinner kind of on equal footing here. Now 14 categories might sound like a lot, and I get that. It's a big number, but it's a lot smaller than 156. So what we're going to do is spend maybe 15, 20 minutes after this episode, you're going to spend a few minutes or during as I'm talking, you're going to spend maybe 15 or 20 minutes building out your formula so that all you need to do for the literal rest of the summer is plug and play. You're going to make a bunch of general decisions now so that you have way fewer to make later. Okay, so first let's talk about the categories. Let's start with breakfast. You want 4 categories to just make it easier on yourself. Here are some ideas. Category 1, boxes and bananas. Things like cereal or instant oatmeal for the boxes, and then obviously a banana for the bananas, okay? Category 2, batch stuff, like things that come in batches, pancakes, waffles, a box of cornbread mix, and then you make the whole box. When you pull out a box of pancake mix, or if you make your own pancakes, which mine are now on the blog, by the way, and they're legit incredible, make a lot. Make the whole box or double the recipe or whatever it is. You can have a couple dozen to put in the fridge or freezer for the rest of the week or throughout the summer. Okay. Category 3, the bakery, muffins and stuff, you know, that you would get if you went to get breakfast at a little bakery or coffee shop. Again, you make a big batch and you eat off of it. That way, when that category comes up again, you've already got stuff in the freezer and you don't have to cook again every single time if you don't want to. Again, these are just examples, and we're gonna break down how to use these categories in just a second. Another idea, category 4, grand slam. Things like bacon, sausage links, scrambled eggs, hash browns from Trader Joe's. Those things are good. Whatever you think of and like when you think about like a breakfast plate you get at Denny's or something, that's category 4. Category 5, smoothies. Self-explanatory. Category 6, egg sandwiches type stuff. Egg McMuffins, hacks, breakfast burritos, that kind of thing. Category 7, parfaits. You could do different flavors of yogurt, cereal or granola recipes. Again, my granola recipe is on the site and it's super great. Different fruits based on what you have, that kind of thing. Category 8, toast. Different kinds of bread, butter and jelly, cinnamon sugar toast, cheese toast, French toast when you want to get fancy. Okay, so pick 4 categories. Now again, you're the boss. You pick as many as you want, but this is the idea. This is the rough idea. Pick 4 categories that you like and you know what to do within them, okay? You know how to make a couple muffins or whatever. You know how to mix up a box of pancake mix. Then choose a handful of options within each of those categories. Some might be too deep, like batch stuff could just be like one pancake recipe and one waffle recipe, full stop. Or maybe you have an entire pancake category and you do all kinds when the day rolls around. Now, here's what you don't do. Don't write 10 options below each category. That is creating a problem again, where you just had a solution. Because think about it. If you pick 4 breakfast categories and then 4 options within each one, that's 16 breakfasts. That's over 2 weeks of breakfast where every day is something different. Now, does that mean you're making breakfast every morning? I mean, maybe if you want to, maybe not if you don't want to, you decide. But you're limiting your breakfast options to something totally doable that you've already chosen, but you're not pulling from the entire internet about what constitutes a breakfast. That's why I want you to start with categories. Choose categories that make sense to you. 2 of my kids don't do eggs. So any breakfast category that's egg dependent, it does not work for us. We don't pick that.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool and the 2 eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am a big-time verbal processor. Sometimes I don't know what I actually think about a situation until I say it out loud. And while I have lots of kind and trustworthy relationships in my life, there is one place that always feels safe no matter what I need to say, and that's when I'm talking to my therapist. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thelazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Olive & June. I found Olive & June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now, almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive & June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive & June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of 6 polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's Valentine's Day, I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive & June's polish is chip-resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. This episode is sponsored by Ritual. The internet is so great. My literal job is to be on the internet, whether on social or uploading this podcast. But because the internet is my job, I have developed a healthy dose of skepticism. I can spot a too good to be true hack from a mile away. And that's why I partner with companies like Ritual, who consistently overdeliver and exceed my expectations. Ritual's clinically backed, essential for women 18 plus multivitamin has high quality, traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. Only about 1% of supplement brands are USP verified, and Ritual is one of them. I take my Ritual multivitamins every morning as I'm making my coffee, and I love how Ritual has made it easy for me to maintain this routine for years. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/lazygenius. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/lazygenius for 20% off.
Okay, so now here's what's great. You choose categories and options within those categories that are a mix of high maintenance and things that you don't have to get out of bed for. From cereal all the way to French toast. You know, you need the whole scope. If you try and make a hot breakfast every morning, one weekend, your entire family will do cereal for the rest of the summer. Now, again, that is not bad unless that's not what you want. So wisely limit yourself with categories that work for you and options within those categories that also work for you. You now, if you do four categories and four things within them, you now have over 2 weeks of breakfast that you can just more or less rotate however makes sense. Okay, now let's do non-breakfast. This will probably settle into a more predictable rhythm more than breakfast, just because breakfast generally is a fairly low maintenance meal. At least it is around my house. I've done an episode on breakfast where I talk about how to lazy genius breakfast, but also how I personally approach it. Essentially, whenever I make pancakes or waffles or pumpkin chocolate chip muffins, I make a lot and I freeze them. Then everybody eats whatever they want out of the freezer until we run out of stuff. And then they can choose boxes and stuff, you know, all that too, whenever they want. But then once we run out, we just do it all again. We replenish and do it again. The one or two mornings a week that we don't do that, I will do like a Denny's. I'll make bacon and eggs and hash browns and king biscuits, any combination of stuff like that. We'll do that grand slam. Okay. FYI, I'm going to put a post on the site. I have not written it yet, but I'm writing it down now. That has my personal meal formula. So like my categories and the ideas within them, and then an idea of how those might pan out over the course of a few weeks. Okay, for real. Now let's do non-breakfast. And this is going to shape up a little bit for you. We need 10 categories and 3 to 4 options within each one. That's 30 to 40 meals. That's 2 to 3 weeks of both lunches and dinners without any repeats. I'd say that's pretty good. All right, so here are some of my potential non-breakfast categories that you can steal. We got a few that you can choose from. Field trip lunch, or just field trip. Take out the lunch, but think about what you take on a field trip. Brown bag, you know what I'm saying? A sandwich, fruit, crackers, carrot sticks, and a pudding cup. Like whatever you put in that brown bag for your kid when they have to go to the zoo or whatever. Now, obviously, the options within that are endless because of the type of sandwiches and fruits and crackers and everything else. So that's one idea. Next up, snack platter. That is absolutely a category. Anything can go on a snack platter because it's literally just throwing crap on a plate in like a pinwheel shape or in groups, and it just looks kind of pretty. That's great for lunch or dinner with whatever you have. Another category, cheesy things, quesadillas, grilled cheese sandwiches, mac and cheese, cheesy nachos, that kind of thing. Think golden foods, you know? Next, rice bowls, a beloved of mine. There's a whole podcast series I did on food in a bowl. Rice cookers or Instant Pots are great in the summer heat, you know? And then you can just throw whatever on top that you cook or buy already cooked. So rice bowls is a category. Your category can be by the animal, if that's not too like crude to say. So one category could be like beef and pork, you know, cows and pigs. Or you can pick like, and in that you can pick two of your favorite beef recipes and two favorite pork recipes that work well in the summer. And then you just rotate those. You could do the same with chicken and fish in one category or separate ones, depending on how many options you have and what you want it to be. Next category idea is the farmer's market. You make a meal based on what you brought, what you bought there and what you brought home. So it's like super fresh. I mean, it could be like a, it could be a hunk of bread and a couple of peaches, you know, remember summer is its own season. Let's lean into it. A favorite on a recent Instagram post was a dinner where everyone picks their own thing. My favorite names for it were yo-yo dinners for you're on your own. Go with what you know, which rhymes, which is fun, or silly supper. So that's a category. Just pick what you want. Do whatever. You could also categorize by cooking appliance if you wanted to. So Instant Pot, the grill, the crock pot, the sheet pan, where you use the broiler for only a little bit. And I've still got more category ideas. Chicken on the grill, that's a category. And within it, you pick four marinades and you rotate them. So shawarma, change your life shawarma, barbecue chicken, kind of a citrus thing, you know, just like lemon juice and herbs and olive oil. And then something that's like taco-ish, chili powder, cumin, something. Another category, stuff on a bun, beef burgers, turkey burgers, salmon burgers, veggie burgers, sloppy joes, hot dogs, banh mi sandwiches, Asian pork burger, fried chicken filet sandwiches. Lots of options in there. Stuff in a wrap, tacos, burritos, flatbreads, pita stuff, pizza. Pizza is its own category. Okay. So you see how, okay. Do you see how this can help in really big ways once you start to like name some stuff and write some stuff down? Pick 10 categories that excite you, that make sense for you, that you have some options within. Okay. Within each one, write down three or four of those options. Don't do more than that. Don't overload yourself. Pull from your brainless crowd pleasers, from those meals that you don't mind cooking and most people in your house don't mind eating. Get specific on actual recipes if you need to. Or you can just have general ideas like an Asian pork burger and you'll riff once it's time. You'll put soy sauce and garlic and ginger in it and call it a day. Now, once you do that, again, you have 30 to 40 meals to choose from. But here's what I strongly suggest. Don't have a list of 40 meals and then choose from the entire 40 every time it's time to eat. Plan like once a week or every couple of days or even every day if you want. By category. Choose the category first and spread out your categories. Rotate your categories. Let the matrix work for you. Then if you plan 1 week at a time and you have 10 non-breakfast categories, you can say that like Monday lunch this week is school lunch and dinner is chicken on the grill. Tuesday lunch is stuff in a wrap and Tuesday dinner is Instant Pot meals. Wednesday lunch is, you know what I'm saying? You get the idea. So you could create that matrix for yourself for 1 week and then just repeat that matrix 1 week after another. And so then all you're doing is choosing which of the three or four options in each category you'll do that day. Now, because you're rotating categories and because recipes are not duplicated within categories, you're not repeating stuff. And because you are considering things from cereal to French toast, from super simple to maybe not complicated, but that might take a few more steps, you have options to choose from each week if you need a really, really easy week, or if you feel like you want to spend a little more time making some stuff. Okay? I'm telling you, it's the choice that makes you crazy. There are too many choices. Even just having your list of brainless crowd pleasers, it could be too many choices. You can basically like capsule wardrobe your summer food situation by having so few things to choose from. But those categories are your heavy hitters. You have versatility within them because you planned it that way. And then you just plug and play. Again, I'm going to try to have that post up. I really hope I do. This is terrible. By the time this episode is live. And I'll also have links to some of my favorite summer recipes and other episodes and posts I've done about summer food. But I really think this summer meal formula, it could be really fantastic for you. Just spend a little time brainstorming now. Make it like a little project you can be excited about. Ask your family, what stuff you like to eat on a bun? And write it down. The categories keep you from repeating, but the formula keeps you from starting from scratch every single meal. I hope this helps. I hope this makes sense. Let me know how it goes. And we can talk about it this Thursday too. I will be on Instagram around noon Eastern. I will go live. I'm at The Lazy Genius and I can answer your questions. But I really hope that you're encouraged by this idea. So go give it a try. Go give it a try. Make a list. See how it goes. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to check the show notes for all the different links. And the launch team info will be there too. I'm grateful for all of you. So very grateful. Until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.